listening to St Andrew's Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.
Hello, and welcome to St Andrew's Primary and Nursery Radio. My name is Kevin Hornell from Primary 6-7. Today in our recording studio, we are delighted to welcome Vince Rayburn, who is a lecturer at Glasgow University. Good morning, Mr Rayburn. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Kevin.
You're visiting our school today to tell us about all of the important work that SCIAF does to help families in the developing world who live in poverty. The pupils in Primary 6 and 7 are currently preparing for the Sacrament of Confirmation. We have been learning about how the Holy Spirit inspires and moves people to do good deeds and bring about change in the world. What inspired you to become involved with the work of SCIAF?
It's a very good question, Kevin. I think I'd have to say it's the fact we can make a big change to people's lives, people we've never met before who are less fortunate than ourselves, and we should be thinking of others, especially at this time of Lent, and knowing that our small change can make a big, big difference to these people.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how SCIAF began and how many people it has helped since it began?
Yes, Kevin. SCIAF started in 1965 with the help of one teacher and one priest in South Lanarkshire, not far from Airdrie, and they have helped millions of people over the last few years. I don't know the exact number, but it is a huge number thanks to the help of St Andrew's Airdrie and other schools across Scotland.
So SCIAF has impacted a lot in the world and made a big change to families in poverty.
Yes, and hopefully today the boys and girls at St Andrew's Airdrie will have learned that countries like Uganda, where Nora and Jeffrey live, are very, very grateful to the help that Scottish schools like St Andrew's and Airdrie can provide to them.
On average, do you know how much money the wee boxes raise per year?
I can tell you, last year, Kevin, thanks to help from the government, SCIAF helped to raise £3.2 million last year.
That is a lot just to raise for families in poverty.
It certainly is. Unfortunately, Kevin, it's quite often not enough because there are so many people desperate for our help, but it is making a big difference to those people.
How is this money used to support people in poverty?
Well, again, Kevin, as you maybe learned today, that money goes to buy seeds and tools and fertiliser to allow farmers to grow more food, to put food on the table. It provides fresh water through building wells and providing pumps. It trains people to become teachers, helps to build schools, helps to buy medicine, and a whole lot of things like that that you and I take for granted.
Have you ever visited any of the countries that are supported by SCIAF?
I've briefly visited Nicaragua and Costa Rica and Guatemala in Central America.
You have obviously had a very successful career as you are now a lecturer at one of the most prestigious universities in the country. How did you come to be in this job?
Aha, good question. Well, 3 years ago, Kevin, I retired from teaching. I was teaching in a secondary school for 35 years, and I was approached by someone at the university asking, could I help them train student teachers? And I was delighted to take up that new role, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that in the last 3 years.
If you weren't a lecturer, what would you have liked to be?
Oh, good question, Kevin. When I was at primary school, ambition was to become an astronaut. That didn't happen. And then a football player for one particular team that plays in Glasgow. Can you work out what it could be, Kevin? Which football team do you think I'd like to have played for? Will I tell you?
Yes, please.
Celtic. And play for Scotland, of course. But I never got that. But I was delighted to have had a chance to teach boys and girls over the last 35 years.
What advice would you give to any of our listeners who would like to go on to university?
Study hard, work hard, enjoy yourselves, make the most of it, because you will meet so many wonderful new friends at university. I still keep in touch with friends I met there over 40 years ago, and it does give you a chance to get a good job, travel the world possibly as well, and to make use of the talents the Holy Spirit has given us.
That is some very good information. I have only recently joined St Andrew's Primary School and I already feel very settled and comfortable here. What are your first impressions of St Andrew's Primary School?
First impressions, hasn't changed. Very, very good school. Delighted to be visiting St Andrews once again to see the good practice. It's a wonderful teachers here, great head teacher, and I think what's impressed me is everyone is part of this big family. And there's a lot of good practice here. And you're not just here to learn how to read and write, you're here to learn about social skills, skills for life, and particularly to help others less fortunate than ourselves through charities like SCAF. And I know St Andrews in Airdrie does a huge amount of work for charity, so yeah, it's a very, very good school, must say.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It was a pleasure speaking to you. This was Kevin on St Andrews Radio with Mr Rayburn. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to St Andrews Radio,
brought to you by the best school in the world.